Hare Krishna. Is anyone there?
Yes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Gail. Yeah, well, thank you for coming on. What happened is that I didn't realize that I would be traveling now, so I'm actually in a car right now. But as you were so kind to call today, Gail, I'm going to give you a little nectar, okay? And I'm going to tell you...
Thank you.
What? I'm going to tell you what I'm going to be talking about in Puri.
Okay.
You know, because I'm doing the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's funny, I'm giving the class and at the same time watching out that I won't get killed here. It's crazy driving, you know, but so the class will be a little shorter today, but you see what I want to talk about, and I told Ruti that this is a testimony to my dedication to give the classes. What I want to talk about, because I'm going to be doing the Chaitanya Charitamrita, I'm going to be doing the Antya Lila. Wow. Lord Chaitanya, it's the Antya Lila begins the last 18 years of his life when he returns from Vrindavan. And that what we're really doing is, in one sense, following the pilgrimage to Vrindavan, because to Puri, because first it shows the devotees coming with Shivananda Sena. And an incredibly interesting point is given, because this dog gets liberated, because the dog joins the party, and a Vaishnava takes responsibility. So it's like a relationship. So when the dog leaves, the Vaishnava, Shivananda Sena, feels devastated. And that, long story short, the dog is with Lord Chaitanya, goes back to Godhead. But it gave really the key to actually enter Antya Lila. Because these things, just like a dog, he can't chant Hare Krishna, he can't be regulated, doesn't follow the regular, you know. But what's the dog's qualification? Take shelter. And by taking shelter, sincere shelter, then you invoke the mercy of a Vaishnava. And by that mercy, you can, you know, enter into something higher than your actual adhikari qualification. And in one sense, the Antya Lila is beyond our qualifications, because it is the confidential or eternal reason for Lord Chaitanya's descent, which is to relish something and have a conception of God, and to relish love in that conception of God that wasn't even on the planet for millions and millions of years. But it's just something so special, because when God desires intimate relationship, he has to shed himself of his majesty. And it's very hard for conditioned souls to respect something that doesn't have majesty or Aishwarya. But it has sweetness, and sweetness is actually higher than majesty. Because sweetness of God, sweetness is the heart of God. So it's the love of God. It's the personal aspect of God to the maximum degree. So it begins like that. But what I really wanted to focus when I'm in Puri is the relationships of the devotees. And not only the relationships of the devotees, but the values that they have. And the values determine your culture. Whatever values you have a culture. So look at like a real, like low-class, you know, drug culture. So what are their values? We should enjoy the world to the max. And that's the goal. So then their culture becomes a certain language, a certain dealing, and it will attract people who have the same wrong objectives. So really what I wanted to make in Puri, and I think it's very interesting, is because I usually, when I have retreats, making an educational objective is too difficult. People are there for 6 days. It mixed with a desire for vacation. You know, so, you know, educational objective takes a certain environment. So I have an experiential objective. That people, so that's the main objective, to experience bhakti, etc. That's the main objective. You know, to experience bhakti, etc. But I want to have an educational objective, and I really want to discuss what is the culture of Gaur Lila. You see, because what happens is, if your values and culture are proper, people won't take seriously your mission and objectives. This is the Krishna consciousness movement. We have the right vision. We want to re-spiritualize humanity. There's no other purpose for being here and ourselves. And we have a mission. We want to distribute books, you know, and educate people and distribute prasadam. But if we don't have the proper culture, or the culture misrepresents our vision and our mission, then people don't take the mission seriously. And if anything, what I see in ISKCON, and this I really got from talking to Mahatma Prabhu, who actually has... Wait a second, Gail, I just want to see if I'm going to make this alive. Okay. I got this from Mahatma Prabhu, who actually has a company to... help corporations, you know, determine their culture that suits their actual values. And yeah, if it's not lined up, then people don't stay, or if they stay, they're not happy, or they don't come. So we may have a great vision. Vision is our purpose, why we do things. You know, we want to, you know, change people's mind. We want to change the world. We may have a good mission. It's what we do. We do Harinam. We do book distribution. We do things. But if we don't have a good culture, because we're not focused on what the proper values are, the mission will not be successful. The vision will not be fulfilled. So what I want to do is focus in Chaitanya Charitamrita on what is their values. And I'm interested in this because I have a project that I'm kind of directing in South America, and I want to apply this. I want to make sure we have the right values, not just the right vision, but the right values. Because the first thing, and this I learned from Mahatma, anything you want about your mission, your vision, your culture, but people will come in and they'll know what it is. And if it's low class, if it's bickering, if it's expediency, if it's bullying, if it's politics, you know, only two types of people will. People who are transcendental and can transcend all that, or people who are absolutely crazy. And I've seen a lot of times in the temples, that's what we get. But the people that are transcendental, are very, very rare. So in the CC, you know, I want us to really imbibe that culture. And if I can, and I'm trying to give a theme for that culture, and you know, and how this culture of attaining the absolute truth and practicing sadhana bhakti, and if I would say it was one thing that could through through everything, is that people think of others before themselves. Like I'm in Bengal, and a lot of the culture has been lost. You see a lot of passionate people that have no consideration for anyone. And I was walking in Mayapur the other day, and I was like really kind of getting fried with it, right? You know, we're building a big temple, and why? You know, so people, you know, so people can come and bring their culture, you know? What are we doing to make sure they imbibe our culture? You know, like if you see a real serious temple, pilgrims come with devotion. It's not just a Disneyland. So what happened is, just as I was thinking like that, a little electric auto rickshaw came up and said, Maharaj, would you like a ride? I said, he said, for free, I'll take you where you want to go. And then as I got in, the taxi driver got out and taped the basins and smiled, you know. So the other thing is, I say, yeah, within all this, it's still, and it's the duty of the Krishna consciousness movement. It's the duty of the Krishna consciousness movement. Are you getting sick?
Yeah.
But then noise comes in. But you have to do it. The Yeah, so the culture is still there, and the duty of the Hare Krishna movement is to spread that culture. You know, which thinks of others before themselves. Otherwise, when people come into that type of culture, they will be disappointed. They won't want to stay. And that's really what leadership does. Leadership defines the values. And if you establish your culture, then people who establish your culture will come in. Create, you know, an environment that's not suitable for Krishna consciousness, especially in India. You'll get people that are coming in because they, you know, there's more money in ISKCON, there's more, you know. So if the culture is not defined, and therefore Prabhupada said in India, if we allow in third class men, we'll only get fifth class men.
Okay, Gail, another one. Okay, I'm still alive. Okay.
Yeah.
Continue the class. Okay. No, I got the best driver. So it's kind of like in the Indianapolis 500, it's dangerous, but still, you know, you wouldn't want to be in the car, but still they cross the finish line. Not that big, because I have the A.J. Foyt. That's the only driver I remember. Okay, this is a tough one. Okay, good. I'm glad you could make this one. Okay, anyway, so that's my thing. And if you see, like, Rupa Goswami, you know, he's so scholarly. He was the chief minister of West Bengal, or the home minister. So he has opulences that can be used for power. The center himself. But when he's with the Vaishnavas, he wants to sit lower. That's culture. Where culture is where people don't want to be in the center, they want to serve the center. And they'll move in that direction always. You know, one time I came into this temple in Govindapur, where this very, very famous mystic called Manohar Baba. You know, these were the three lakhs. Whoa. Okay. But this is the 3 lakhs a day kind of people. It's a very, very quiet place, and I always liked their mantra. He was Trinada Peace, and he was very, very humble. And if you ever go to that temple, they'll always give you some khichdi, a little cup of khichdi and some sweet. The culture. So, so when I went in, it's kind of like they're having their GBC meeting, right? You could see there was like very fine, humble, you know, congregation people from Bengal, like 2 or 3. And they told me they're having their annual meeting sitting with the Mahant. But when I came in, they stood up, went over to me, asked me if there's other prasad. You know what I'm saying? Rich, wouldn't you like to be like that? Wouldn't you like to chant Hare Krishna in a place like that? And Rati, I'm sure that Rati will figure out where the pauses is when the cars come. It will figure out some way. He'll do it. He'll figure out a way to take the classes, or we'll have some facility to take the classes. And it's such an incredible story, too, when Rupa Goswami comes. And, you know, the whole indication there is the culture is, you know, spiritual life means to beg for mercy. And you don't beg for mercy if you think you're the controller and enjoy it. You try to control what you get, not beg for what you get. So, you know, the whole Anchalila is you know, the culture of humility. The culture of not being in the center. The culture of serving others before, you know, your desire. I'm cold, I am hot, I want this, bigger that, I need this, and if Krishna consciousness is to really succeed, you know, and Krishna consciousness is not just one movement, many, many movements, making one movement. But if it's really to succeed, we have to work on the culture. You know, I just say a nice example. Now, Vaisheshika Prabhu is getting involved in New York. You know, I'm just a point about him. He's fixed on book distribution. That's his mission, to revitalize humanity. But he's realized something, that people have a negative conception of book distribution. And it's so easy to get that. So his realization, I'm defining it away, but I can see it's his realization, is the problem with that is not book distribution as a mission to revitalize. It's the values of the people that we're doing it. We're not attractive. And therefore, people to the mission. So he's writing a book about the book distribution, but 80% of it is how you practice Krishna consciousness. How you represent what's in the book. So these are all ideas. I'm chanting a lot more. As Gail, you were the first one on, I'll be like I'm talking to you. So, Gail, I'm chanting a lot more. I had the realization, 65 now. So, you know, how much ambition can you have? Unless you get, of course, Prabhupada is spiritual ambition, but then, you know, mission at 70, so I'm not giving up that. But I feel to be successful, you know, really in what I do, I have to focus more on my values, you know, what my values are. You know, I should purify my consciousness by always be chanting and hearing. And then when I'm chanting and hearing, what happens is so many ideas come. And now I'm really enthused to write. I'm really enthused to write. And these ideas come to me to write. And, you know, of course, I'm focused on my chanting, but I can't stop what comes from the heart sometimes. Okay, Gail, any questions? Because this is about the best I can do today.
No, I'm grateful that that you were able to give me this much. But I thought that you would welcome the distraction of the class, take your mind off the road.
You know me, I also have a comedic sense too, you know? But and when I'm speaking, I like to give the excitement where I am. But I'm not exaggerating either.
Yeah.
But we do have the best driver, so he's not doing anything too crazy. But it does get you a little edgy on your seat.
Well, that constant horn, the constant horn blowing, put me there.
Okay. Thanks, Gail. Okay,
thank
I'm going to head out now.
Okay.
Hi, bro.
Hi, Krishna.